From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, May 23rd. Coming up, we take you to an international grocery store in Champaign and explore how the family running the shop journeyed from Vietnam to central Illinois. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A Chicago man is suspected of killing two staff members of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Wednesday night. Records matching the name of the suspect, Elias Rodriguez, show he lives in Chicago's Albany Park area. Patrick Castillo lives just a few doors down. He says a surge of police arrived on the block a little before 8 Thursday morning.
When I stepped out, actually, about 7:50, I seen everything. I wasn't sure, and I started walking this way. And I seen two guys come out over here with camos with like ARs and stuff. You never know who you live next to, you know? Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
The FBI says they're, quote, conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity in the Chicago area in relation to Wednesday's tragic shooting. People walking and biking in East Central Illinois could see the remaining portion of the Kickapoo Rail Trail constructed by the end of the year. The trail occupies an old railroad right-of-way that will extend for over 24 miles from the eastern edge of Urbana to near Danville. Jeff Yockey is board chair of the advocacy group Trails of the Grand Prairie. He says construction on the remaining portion of the pathway is set to begin this summer.
There's a section from St. Joe to Ogden that's going to be built this summer, late fall. If the weather holds, we'll have it done by the end of the year, to the county line. And then from the county line, there's a 9-mile stretch up to Oakwood. And so when that stretch is done, you'll be able to go from Urbana all the way up to this beautiful railroad trestle across the Middle Fork River, just shy of Danville. And we're already working on the next stage to get into Danville.
Project construction is being funded by a state grant. The Urbana Park District also broke ground earlier this month on a pavilion in Weaver Park that will serve as the western trailhead. After almost a decade as chancellor of the University of Illinois, Robert Jones believes he has taken more selfies than any previous leader of the Urbana-Champaign School. Jones is leaving U of I to lead the University of Washington in Seattle. At his last Board of Trustees meeting yesterday, he says he has taken over 1 million selfies with students, staff, and others.
I've been absolutely laser focused on making sure every student that just enrolled at this university feels a sense of belonging to this place. Why? Because I know what it feels like to feel like an outsider.
Jones grew up in Georgia as the son of a sharecropper. He went on to become a crop scientist. As chancellor, Jones grew the student body, increased the financial aid U of I provides, and helped faculty spread their COVID testing breakthrough around the world. Some Democratic lawmakers in Springfield are pushing for progressive revenue structures. This comes as Republicans in Congress pass a budget plan that would cut Medicaid spending by nearly $700 billion. State Senator Mike Simmons from Chicago says if the U.S. Senate approves the cuts that have already been approved by the House, safety net hospitals in Illinois will shut down.
I think that we are really going to have to reckon right now in the state legislature with potential cuts that may become real. If the U.S. Senate acts on what was passed out of the Congress, I'm worried about that.
Illinois lawmakers are facing down a big budget hole as they grapple with a state budget proposal that has yet to be brought forth. Simmons says he hopes to see tax hikes on corporations rather than cuts to state programs. Still to come, we take you to an international grocery store in Champaign and explore how the family running the shop journeyed from Vietnam to central Illinois. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 70 degrees, with a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 48 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 50 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 69 degrees, with a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday Week in Review. We'll check in on how St. Louis is recovering from a tornado last week and talk about state and federal legislators working toward passing spending plans for the upcoming year. Plus, an art exhibit takes Rockford back to the 90s. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A block off University Avenue on South 5th Street in Champaign, you'll find a brick building with a light blue mural painted across the front. It depicts crashing waves from a foamy ocean and a full rowing ship that's being guided to safety by a divine female figure. The mural visualizes the journey of the Vietnamese boat people seeking refuge. It's located outside the store Far East Grocery. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll be sharing stories from What We Brought, a limited series from Illinois Public Media exploring the Asian American experience in central Illinois. Today, IPM's Niti Shastri makes a grocery trip to learn about the shop owner's experiences.
This is Far East Grocery, an international grocery store owned and operated by Vivia Deep and her family.
Let me give you a little, like, back story about this place.
Sure.
So this store used to be a, like, auto body shop.
Wow.
And, yeah, so also only the front section was ours first. It was a lot lower. And then, like, probably until, like, you see this line right here?
Mm-hmm.
Probably only that space until on the other side. Is where my parents started. But yeah, they started off a really, really small section, and then like the owner before us opened up in the 1970s. Original owner was Taiwanese, Mr. Lai family, and that's what they started in the small section. And then like my dad slowly built it and bought off this place and then rebuilt the whole thing.
That's Vivia speaking, the daughter of the store owners Kong Deep and Hong Tran. She's helped manage Far East Grocery for as long as she can remember. When I first walked in, I was greeted by her and her niece sitting at the register with her, helping out around the store.
So I also work with a lot of like the Asian restaurants here.
Mm-hmm.
We sell to maybe like over 30 restaurants.
Vivia told me the store caters to mostly Southeast Asian communities, like Thai immigrants and Lao and Vietnamese refugees who have been in the community for decades. Their family is Chinese-Vietnamese and immigrated from Vietnam. They've been running this shop for over 39 years. Vivia says it's one of the few original businesses still standing from the 70s and 80s era of Champaign's campus town.
A lot of main things we sell here to restaurants. This noodle, ho fun noodles, I don't know if you ever go to like Thai restaurants, like the pad see ew's.
My favorite.
Yeah, that.
As Vivian and I were speaking, her mom emerged from the aisles wearing a warm pink knitted hat with a smile on her face. Hong, or Nikki, immigrated here in the 70s. She was hesitant to share her story at first, as both she and her husband have endured the pain of leaving Vietnam during a tumultuous time. But when she was chatting with me, she opened up about her journey to Champaign, what she brought from Vietnam, and also what she had to leave behind.
What made you choose Champaign, Urbana? Why not go somewhere else?
Because I am a Bo people. You know Bo people?
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
We talk about come back to 1975. We lost the country. The North come to the South. And we love the country. So we have to prepare, we have to run to get freedom. Mm-hmm. We try to go to high school and go to college, but we cannot because we are South people.
Yeah.
So my mom give me go to Hong Kong to get a free, you know.
So basically she escaped to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
She. So you get on these boats, you have to kind of like go off on your own and just, you have to have some gold bars to, bribe the person who's driving the boat.
Yes.
To get on, to flee to another country.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically my mom left her siblings and didn't say a word, and then to seek out an opportunity for them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm left my country, I only 17 years, not finished high school. I'm not go to high school. No, I just go to a middle school, finish to middle school. Yes.
The community that Vivia and her mother are referring to are the Vietnamese boat people. Estimates show that between 1975 up until the early 1900s, more than a million people attempted to flee Vietnam. The country had endured decades of colonization and was emerging from the Vietnam War. Groups of people left the country in small fishing boats, searching for a place of refuge. They ranged from children and young adults being pushed along by their parents to those fleeing imminent danger or persecution. The boat people traversed a perilous journey across the seas, leaving behind their homes, their belongings, and often their families, all in hopes of survival. April of 2025 marks 50 years since the start of many Southeast Asian refugees' journeys and stories in the United States. People like Nikki.
Why did you all choose Champaign-Urbana?
When I come here, we don't have family, so we have folk parents adopt us.
Yeah, that's like a foster
parent. Foster parent,
yes. My mom and her sister came here, and they were sponsored by the church. And then my dad has a foster mom that sponsored him, and they actually live from Champaign.
Oh.
And so they brought him here. She was a school teacher.
How do you sort of see your life now in America, now that you've left? Does it feel like, you know, Vietnam is somewhere you'd want to go back to someday, or do you feel like now this is your home?
Yes. I went back to Vietnam 3 times already when my mom and my family still in Vietnam. But I would like to go back one more time. Now I'm very busy for my business. And now the economy not very good. You know, I cannot walk away from my business and I come back. It's not too good. So I wish one more day, one more time, and on the opportunity on the future, I went back to my country to see my family on Vietnam. And I visit to my country one more time because I passed away.
I've been back to Vietnam since like early 2000, like 2000?
Yes.
2000. How is your life here? Do you like, what she's asking you is, do you like to live here or live in Vietnam? Or what do you like about living here?
No, I love to live in here. Yeah, the weather is very good. The weather is very good and the air very fast. Mm-hmm. In my country, I can come back to visit because we don't have no family in there. All my mom, my dad, and my sister, my brother is all living Americans.
But why do we come here? Because there's good opportunity, right?
Oh no, because usually my dad worked in a government night before 1975, and go back to 1975, we are not free. We are not free. So I choose the way I go to University of America to work in and sponsor for my family coming here.
Are you worried at all with everything happening right now where they're putting tariffs on the businesses and things from Vietnam, from China, it's getting more expensive?
Yes.
Does that make you worried at all?
Yes. We don't know how we survive, you know, because everything costs so expensive. The tax rent up so much. And we're very not happy about my country right now. You know, everything rent up, you know. So I don't know we can make it or not. We don't know. Everybody worry about the economy right now.
That was IPM's Nidhi Shastri speaking with the owners of Far East Grocery. You can find the full podcast episode online later today at will.illinois.edu. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Emily Hayes, Patrick Smith, Mawa Iqbal, and Nidhi Shastri. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday.